What an honor it is to share space and speak with the resilient warrior goddess. Lindsay Miller, you have it going, sister. What an honor it is to sit with an entrepreneur that is following their calling. What a blessing it is to share space with someone who is tapped in to their highest and greatest good. If you've got about an hour and 45 minutes to sit, rest, kick your legs back, and hear an amazing story of growth and rebirth and rebirth and rebirth, I say, sit the fuck down, take several seats, and enjoy the ride. I love you all so much. Strap in, because here we go. All right, guys. We have been talking about healing. We have been talking about all the things that are and aren't, and infinity. So I'm getting to be here with you guys and Lindsay. Lindsay, please introduce yourself.
What up, everybody? My name is Lindsay, aka the Herbal Priestess.
Hey.
AKA a bona fide badass. Mm-hmm. I am a globally certified recovery coach. I host and lead women's ceremonies. I'm going to be moving them into sister ceremonies. Mm. I host moon ceremonies. I have a beautiful apothecary. I make beautiful, magical, earthy, goody, yummy things.
Yes.
Bath salts, bath milk, sage bundles, ethically local sourced. I mentor youth who are maintaining recovery in high school in Oklahoma's only sober high school. I am running a couple programs where I'm helping women ignite their flame within and helping them like really truly be able to learn how to tap in. Like I tell my clients, my goal is for you to not need me.
Yes.
I want to guide you to your most inner, and I want you to tap and drop down into her and literally form with her and then go. Still want me. Still want me around.
You love
but
me.
Go. I do a lot of things. I'm a Reiki healer, Reiki master, level 1 and 2. I do a lot of things.
Yeah, it sounds like you stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful following spirit, though? Because it doesn't ever feel like you're busy. It feels like you're doing your life.
Yeah, better. People always ask me, they're like, do you ever take a break? Or are you tired? Are you exhausted? My sister really worried about me because, you know, I was diagnosed with bipolar and PTSD and manic depressive in 2014. And I was very manic for majority of my life, being 19 years in active addiction. Mm-hmm. So people worried at first because they were like, you're going. But now it makes sense because I'm a Libra with a Gemini moon and a Capricorn rising. So it like all balances out.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go. But it's also fulfilling.
Yeah.
It's so full. F-U-L-L. So full. It's perfect. It's balanced. Still like going to find the balance and like the business aspect of it now because I'm doing so much.
Yes.
But I'm never exhausted. And now I don't work for anybody but myself. So if I want to take a nap, I'll take a nap.
Exactly. That's exciting. You stepped into this change when you were actually working at an urgent care in 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What exactly were you noticing in 2021 at this urgent care? What catapulted that thought?
Honestly, COVID's been coming up a lot in conversations that I've been having lately.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite a few of my clients experienced a big shift in COVID. My spiritual awakening started in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like with my awakening, like in the beginning in 2021, and then again in 2022 when I actually got COVID, was another rebirth. But it was, I fell into the fear. I hardcore fucking fell into the fear. I got two, I don't even know, I think two of the vaccines. And now I'm like, oh, no. Like, maybe. I'm on a whole different area and path now of that and what goes into my body. Man-made medicines don't go into my body now. It's all herbs and, you know, holistic ways. But I did. I fell into the matrix of the conformity of the fear.
Sick. You need to be sick. We need to heal you.
Dis-ease.
Yeah.
It's that dis-ease that it forms inside your body. It goes into the subconscious, and that's a whole rat race of everything.
The mind. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just, after I started working through that fear, you know, I worked at a law firm as well at the same time. It was a full-time job at the law firm.
Okay.
Super toxic, super, super toxic. And my awakening started while I was there too.
Yeah.
So, and then I would work at the urgent care on Saturdays for like 12 hours.
Sheesh.
So hustle mindset,
keep
right?
Keep going.
Exactly. Going. And mind you, I was like 2 or 3 years in my recovery. So I was still in that hustle mindset, right? But then I started to like start my awakening and started to see things differently. Things just seemed different. I was hearing things different, not hearing and understanding, but it was hitting me different. And then I just noticed that some people just were not pouring into me.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, it wasn't reciprocated in the same way. And I knew that I didn't want that, not having any idea about alignment or, you know, divine femininity or my truth or what I want, my requirements. But something just felt different. So I just started to make some shifts and cut cords, and things just shifted from there.
So you went to Cali in June. How did that go for you?
So that was a very milestone moment for me. I was invited by my sister to come and visit her and my nephew and my brother-in-law out in San Diego. And this is a huge step for her and me because, you know, she cut me off for a while because
when you were in active addiction,
it was a lot. You know, I started drinking when I was 15 and I was a lot of unhealed trauma and active addictions, making poor choices and seeking validation. I was all over the place. And so she doesn't, you know, she doesn't know me. You know, we knew our childhood and then I just did my thing. So this was really big of her and for her to invite me out there. She paid for my ticket for me to go out there. And I was able to sit down with her. It was one of the last nights that I was there. We went on a walk. She lives in the most gorgeous area of San Diego. It's like hills and lush trees and green and flowers and
that crisp air.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Everybody's nice. We went for a walk and she rolled the joint and we went for a walk and we probably walked for, and were together for probably like an hour. And we finally sat down on this, like, it wasn't a bench, it was like a wall, and across, I'll have to find a picture of it. It's like this hill of different things that are shaved out of bushes. There was like a little guy with like sombreros on his head. There was a cat. There was a dragon. I'll have to find the picture. It's dope. So we sat by this and just had a really incredible conversation. I was able to apologize to her eye to eye, heart to heart. Not through a phone, not through a text message, not through a FaceTime, not through a post.
Where your auras were actually connecting.
That with me not even understanding what auras were at that time. You know what I mean? I was able to say, I'm sorry. And that did everything for her to just make that little bit of a shift.
Yeah.
And so around that time too, I started talking to this girl that I had met in one of the recovery groups that I was in on Facebook. And she was doing like life coaching and stuff like that. And we were doing some stuff together. It's how I learned that my life cycle number is a 4. And just started to like dabble into like the thoughts. And I remember I was like, I want to be a life coach. And now I'm like, But that's when it all started. So I went to California. And at that time, before and transcending in and coming home on the plane and everything, that's when all the reoccurring numbers started. I'm talking, I mean, I went, my phone told me I didn't have enough storage in my phone for a video last week. And so I went to like do like the cleanup.
Yeah.
And it was like hundreds, hundreds, hundreds of photos that are like duplicates. And they were all my screenshots of me seeing my numbers. I probably have 1,000 plus pictures in there of my angel numbers. I take a screenshot every time I see it.
I love that.
I see numbers everywhere. And it all started around that time. It was incredible. It was dope. I went to dog park while I was out there. It's like the like happiest place on earth. You know, it's like heaven, I'm sure.
Right.
It was a really, really good trip.
Good.
Got to hang with my nephew, got to be with my brother-in-law, you know, and I've seen them a couple times since. And I, you know, I plan on going out there for a month or so this year.
That's a lot of healing that you did to access, you know,
what you
went into.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came back from Cali, you met up with, you went to a full moon, sensual,
ceremony.
Yeah. And who was that with?
It was with Ashley St. Clair. She's local, and Shauna Childs, she's local as well. Shauna is the owner and operator of Cosmic Flora Crystal Company and more.
Okay.
She has Rock the Block. She's real, real cool. She also has, the workshops, which are fun dance workshops for women empowerment. And then Ashley St. Clair is a boudoir photographer, women's empowerment person. She has an incredible Facebook group, Community for Women. And they put on this ceremony out at Ashley's property. Mallory, Aveline, one of my very best friends. I would not be the woman I am today.
She pushes you to be better.
Without her. She never takes credit for anyone's healing because it is our own.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally would not be the woman I am today if it was not for her. She poured into me and continued to pour into me. I listen and I do. I execute. If there's someone that I look to and like admire and love and just everything, and they pour into me. They say, she says jump. I'm like, hi, where are we going? Like, where are we going, girl? Because that's just how I am. So I do. And that's with a lot of people. I'm like the perfect student because I just do. And so she hit me up. She was like, do you want to go to this with me? And I was like, Mallory invited me. Yes, I want to go. I don't care where it is.
I'm going.
Okay. And like, except she just reminded me recently, she gave me a ticket to one of her events and I didn't show up. I'm like,
you're like, there's only that one time. Listen, yeah. Sis, that oh, one shit. Time.
My bad. yeah, but she, it was a really amazing event. I actually, a core group of the women that I know today, I met at that event. And I'm working with one here very soon. And she just, it's beautiful. But it was a very sensual moon ceremony. We sat under the moon outside around a fire pit and we wrote out what we were releasing and what we were calling in. And I didn't know much about any of it.
Right.
But I was there for a reason. Mallory invited me. So when I was wanting to get in touch and all the things.
You knew what to do. You knew to follow that call.
Yeah. It was very empowering because I know a lot of people look at me now and they think, oh my God, she's so confident and she exudes confidence and she loves herself. Yes, 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 yes. I'm still, you know, to this day working on sexual trauma, healing and healing around the womb and, you know, the yoni and all of those things and my self-love and my self-worth and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, sensual, I was like, you want me to do what? You want me to move my body?
You want me to do what in front of who?
In front of all these other women? Like,
everyone's going to see me.
It's like at the gym. Everyone's watching me. I can't. Nobody's watching. I didn't think like that though, you know?
Right.
But I did it. Mallory was like, yes, you can. You can. She nudges, you know? She nudges. Mm-hmm. And I did it. And it came time for the very end. It was like a 45-second photo shoot. To just get your sensual on. There was a gorgeous fireplace, candles lit everywhere.
The whole mood was set. The vibe, yes, girl. Everything.
Ashley had accessories. Like they were like
diamond like chains that hung down and goddess crowns and everything. And
sign me up.
It was incredible, but it was so fucking scary.
Yeah.
I was the very last one to go. There was probably like 12 of us women. And I made sure I was the very last one to go because I was so scared, sick to my stomach, anxious, nervous, not comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was so out of touch with my sensuality and my sexuality and my identity. I've never known my identity until last month.
Because you had spent your life living through your traumas and all. Yeah.
And for other people.
Always. Yeah.
None more. So, yeah, I made sure I was the last person. I walked up to Shauna because Ashley's a photographer. I walked up to Shauna. They had music playing and like all the things.
Yeah.
And I walked up to her and I just started crying. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And she put her stuff down and said, okay, lock eyes with me. Look at me. I'll guide you. I see you. I got you. And she did. She did. Shauna is incredible. And I did it. It was very uncomfortable. The women were all cheering me on and it didn't feel, I wasn't receiving it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But I did it. And I'm glad I did, you know, but it was really hard. It was really fucking hard. Because I put myself outside of the box and stepped outside of the box for myself, which is very new. And it was a trusting in myself thing.
Yeah.
And that was really scary. But I did it.
Those are those huge jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Getting over and conquering that fear that we held on to for so long. This is uncomfortable. I can't do this. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But I can and I will.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And now I feel better.
And now I do it every day.
And now I'm like,
body movement, girl, Shoshay. Body movement is like the shit. It's like a requirement of my day.
Yeah.
It's like at least 10 minutes a day.
So I notice that I feel off balance when I don't honor moving my body.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I spent 2 hours just moving my body.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's the best when you get those hips moving. You just get deep and slow and
yes.
You just, girl.
The whole feeling, the whole vibe happened mm-hmm. for me. And it's like, oh, yeah, there it is.
I mean, you like roll your back and you extend and you feel that energy rush and you're just like.
It goes right through you. You release it. You allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always realize when my body needs that, I'm like, oh, man, mm-hmm. I've been neglecting giving myself this. I tap back into that.
Yeah, body movement is a must for me every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we travel through your moon ceremony and you shed those tears, but you do it and you get through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's catapulting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So January of 2022, we go to the Leo Rose Circle. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I just remembered too, after that moon ceremony and before I did that ceremony in January of 2022, I actually got linked up to a girl named Erica, who's friends with Mallory. She's in School of New Thought Global, which is where I was linked up to Radical Recovery. So School for Spiritual Entrepreneurs and the Ministerial and all those amazing things. And I experienced my first E4 trauma session. So that's when I started that type of healing and stepping into that type of my healing.
What does that look like?
That was scary.
E4 trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that look like?
Basically, it is, I can't go into like super depth about it because
okay.
I started, it was part of my training for Radical Recovery, but it just didn't resonate with me, the type, and I never like took interest in doing it or learning about it because I didn't like it. It's a great method to where you basically, the person takes you back to a subconscious like trauma that it brings up and you keep going back to it to like keep moving through it.
Okay.
You know, to keep moving through it and then you break through it and then you have a shift through it.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, you know, I think I would rather do like RTT, but then today was a whole nother thing. I had a whole nother realization today, but I did, that's when I started, I had my very first like trauma therapy session. And it was hard because I was bringing up my very abusive, toxic relationship that I was in when I was in my early 20s. You know, he was physically abusive. He was a heroin addict. He was a narcissistic. He was a gaslighter. He was pretty. He was a bad boy. Taking all the taking all of it from me, not giving validation, see, that I was seeking. It was just all bad. It was all bad. But I needed to bring those things up.
Yeah.
So that was the start of it. That was actually the start of when I was starting to crack open. And then soon after that is when I started to call in safe men into my life. And now they're just fucking falling in and flooding in.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's when I started the healing, I think, is when I did that E4. That moon opened it, I think. But then when I started doing that with the mental and the subconscious, mm-hmm. I think that's when it really opened up.
Clicked.
Because then I did a hypnotherapy session with Amber Eady after that. And that opened everything. That opened everything. My whole life, I thought my grandfather was my safe man, but it wasn't. It was my stepdad, John. And now he still sends me Christmas cards to this day. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so
sweet. It was such a nice realization.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice to realize and to be able to say, you know, he gave me a roof over the head. I was a lot to handle, but he provided me a roof and clothes and food and sports and stuff.
Safety.
Support. Safety. Absolutely. You know? So, yeah, Amber's hypnotherapy is incredible. That opened me up to visualizations. The second one I did with her, I saw Costa Rica and I saw my person and I saw a dog and a hammock and stars and water and everything kind of just went.
All the things.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So you experienced a rebirth in January. You actually got to experience it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did. I didn't really think about that till you just said that.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I went to that Leah Rose. It was a Zoom women's ceremony circle. And it was my first one to ever attend. And it was incredible because I took the time to sit down in this house. I moved into a house. I moved out of apartment living and into the house that I currently live in. It was Halloween. It was a full moon. It was my 1000th day of sobriety. I've been in the house for 3 years now. So that was the thing. So I sat in this room in this new house and I went to the ceremony and I connected with women and saw that I'm not the only one that is going through shit and wanting to figure shit out and being vulnerable and being okay and being sober. Cause that was a thing. Like they asked you, do not drink, do not do any drugs before you come to ceremony, you know? And I didn't know about that. Or like why at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was incredible. And I felt good and comfortable doing body movement in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause I made like the computer was to the side. So nobody could see me except for me and Cammy, my now 17-year-old Chihuahua. And so I was moving that body and it was, I don't remember, even remember what song was on, but my eyes were closed and I saw rebirth. It was a visual. And Amber unlocked the visuals for me when she did that hypnotherapy and when she introduced me to meditation. I got introduced to Joe Dispenza meditation for the first time. And I'm glad I did because it showed me that the colors that I've always seen actually are something. You know, the speckles I see actually are something.
Mean something.
Yeah. So, visions and visuals became a thing and I saw rebirth and I cried and I was like, holy shit, this is it. Like, this is my brand. This is my brand. This is my brand. This is my brand. I've never been able to dream for any for myself because I always dreamt for everybody else my whole life, right? What can I do for this person? How can I get them there? How can I make them money? Where can I get them to? Not a, how much money can I make for myself or what can I do for myself? So I saw it. And I was like, this is it. This is my brand. And it ended up becoming my first women's ceremony that I hosted in February.
Oh my gosh. Cut it out.
Yeah.
What does February 4th mean to you?
That is my sober birthday. February 4th, 2018. I will have 5 years and I think about 17 days.
Hmm.
Huge milestone.
Huge.
I'm a whole ass different person.
Yes, you are.
Literally. My brain is healed. You know what I mean? I learned it takes about 3 years after you quit drinking alcohol for the brain to like start healing and heal. And I felt it. I knew it. I saw it. You know, it's in 2014, the bipolar, PTSD and manic depressive. And then I got sober in 2018. And I found a doctor at the place and I was consistently with her. Her name's Brandy and she's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I was always very honest with her, very vulnerable with her, very real with her. I listened to her. I respected her. I finally opened up to her about being on a shit ton of steroids for when I was a bodybuilder. So she started doing blood work, blood tests to see where my kidney, livers, and everything, what liver was.
Yeah.
And over time, everything just started leveling out, right? I started up leveling without recognizing it. And I stopped taking my medicine in January of 2021. And this is don't stop taking your medicine. I'm not telling anybody to stop taking medicine.
We would never recommend you do anything unsupervised.
Nope. Always talk to your doctor, period. Okay. Yes. I had to say that. Stopped taking my medicine in January 2021. Mm-hmm. Not because I was like, oh my God, I feel better. I'm good. It just didn't align with me. And this is before I even knew what alignment was. Right. And then in March of last year, my doctor closed my charts and released me from their care. And I do not identify as any of those diseases. I was unhealed trauma and in addiction and making poor choices and seeking validation. Mm-hmm. Repeat, you know.
Repeat cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so
not
it's
there anymore.
Yeah. So February 4th is a big day because it enabled me to change my life and rebirth happened and all the things.
Yeah. And you did your creation manifestation jars in February also. And that was like, you held a workshop?
For the manifestation jars?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually Shauna, Cosmic Flora Crystal from the ceremony.
Yes.
She hit me up and was like, would you want to be a vendor at Rock the Block? She hosts these really cool evening events where different healers come and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, it would be an honor. I would love, but I can't really do women's circles in 15 minutes because it's like a come and go type of thing.
Right.
And she was like, well, what about manifestation jars? I was like, what is that? And so I started researching and started looking. Everything was pretty. Everything was beautiful, but nothing resonated.
Right.
But I committed. So I went to Nature's Treasures and bought $30 worth of herbs, thinking that was real cute.
I'm going to do something with this.
Yeah, I'm going to do something with these little bitty herbs in 12 3-ounce jars. Okay. Yeah, I tried, but I did.
Right.
And then Amber showed up with a bag of flowers and herbs and stones and said, use what you would like and just bring back whatever. And so I built my first round of manifestation jars. I did 4 mental health, 4 love, and 4 prosperity. And they were dope. And they all sold out. Yeah, they all sold out. And my creativity sparked. And
just another way to unlock.
And my, not to toot my horn, toot, but my jars are magical. They're magical. And they just exude like energy. Mm-hmm. And frequency and
to visually just aesthetically, mm-hmm. energetically, all of it.
I actually had somebody hit me up the other day. I was like, so what do I do with my manifestation jar after like it's come true? I was all, first of all, can I get that in a testimony? Thanks. And she totally did it. I love her so much. Elaine is like incredible. Mm-hmm. But I was like, use it in your bath. Use it in a ritualistic bath. Bury it. Give it back to earth.
Yeah.
Use it in a money bowl. Like, what? Let me help you. So yeah, I love manifestation jars. They're one of my favorite things to build. Because I put so much intention. Like, I pull cards, I cleanse. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yes.
It's a whole thing.
All right. So the manifestation jars. I'm telling you, you need to get over to the website that's being built. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, but girl.
So in March, you went to Dragon Yoga.
Dez, man. Dez. Yogi Dez.
She is a she's a force to be reckoned with, and she is an incredible human being. She will challenge you and challenge you and challenge you to be the best person that you could ever fucking be. I was a bodybuilder for about 8 years, mm-hmm. and for the past 6 years, I've tried so many different times and so many ways to get back to being active, because that was like embedded in me.
Yeah.
In all of the unhealthy ways. It was some of the most toxic years of my life. Awful. Just so unhealthy.
Super
and just
hustle.
So,
like, keep going.
So bad. Just so bad. And like, not even for me, for everyone else, seeking validation, just being so empty. It was just gross. And, but throughout the time of like trying to get back into it, I did go to a Dragon a couple times and just never committed. I'm like the queen of like, I'm not going to claim that because I'm not the queen of non-committal, but I used to be the queen of non-committal. Because mm-hmm. now, like this year, I'm fucking committed to myself. More committed than I've
yes.
ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I went to a workshop of hers at Dragon. And I learned the basis and the foundation of yoga and like what it is to be like on your mat and to just hit all the structures and all the poses and really down to like your tippy toes and everything and all the asanas and all the hip openers. It cracked me the fuck open.
Yeah.
That weekend cracked me open. My heart was so open. And I just
moving
didn't commit
energy.
To myself. Girl. It was dope. It was so, and it felt good because it felt good to be doing something for moving my body. But I still had in my mindset that this isn't enough. I'm not going to do anything with my body. My body's not going to look better doing this. This isn't enough. It was definitely enough, but
yeah.
it just wasn't my enough at the time. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't commit to myself. And after that, I just, you know, I had a meltdown in, I think it was like May. I was burnt out and mm-hmm. I just stopped. But I love Dez.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I love that community. They have amazing moon stuff. They're doing a lot of community stuff now and good people.
Well, I know in March also you met Joe.
I love Joe.
I love Joe too.
Shout out, Joe. We love you.
We love you so much, Joe. Oh my gosh. We need a podcast again soon.
All three of us.
All. Well, we just put it into the universe. It's already out there. We're doing it.
You know I'm going to message him tonight.
We are. We're going to do a message. Mark it.
I love him so much. He is, you know... He was one of the first safe men to come into my life in 2022.
You know what? Same. Mm-hmm. He was a very safe male in my...
I love him. Mm-hmm. He's kind. He's patient. He's funny. He's such a teacher.
Yeah.
He has such a big heart. He loves his son. He loves to be in nature. He went out and... foraged a shit ton of sage for me one time.
Wow.
And like went to the land and... They blessed it, and I mean, I love him. He taught me about herbs. He filled out my application and helped me get my medical card. You know,
just an all around, just so humbly great person.
And I don't even think he realizes that getting that card was such a big step for me.
Yeah,
because being in recovery, right? You could be so judged for that.
Absolutely.
But I'm not, I don't give a shit about judgment now. You know what I mean? Because this is my life. I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life, period. Mm. And if somebody has a problem with it, they don't need to be around me. It's cool.
Exactly.
But that was such a big moment for me, you know, because I knew that I wanted to smoke and not for the sense of getting high or losing my mind or whatever.
You become the egg on the couch.
You know? It's and now it's now that I recognize now it's intentions. Plant medicine is all intentions.
Isn't it?
Yes, all intentions. Is. You know, I don't eat psilocybin to trip. It's all purely intentional for healing purposes.
Yeah.
And the same with cannabis. I don't smoke all the time. If I do, it's like one or two here and there to kind of just stable me a little bit. Make me sometimes relax a little bit because I am always in go mode with work.
Yeah.
And helping others and healing myself and doing the work and my 17-year-old, you know, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But he helped me do that. And he taught me a bunch about herbs.
Yeah.
And I wrapped a bunch of beautiful sage bundles and he purchased them and put them for sale. I made him a money jar. I've spent so many hours at that bar and I'm so sad. It's not there anymore, but I'm so excited for him because he's spending time with his family.
Yeah.
He went fishing like the day after. He was like, I'm going fishing tomorrow and then I'm going hiking. I think he and I are going to do some workshops. We're going to do some things. Cool. Yeah. I love Joe. That.
Yeah.
That green couch, man. I want to buy that green couch.
I do love the green couch.
I've taken some photos on that couch.
Listen, you gotta look cute. So in April, you put your apothecary in your office at your home.
I didn't know it was going to be an apothecary at that time. Mm-hmm. I bought because I knew I was going to be starting Radical Recovery.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'm going to need a desk at home. So I have an area to set up for like schoolwork and to be there and focused. And, you know, I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 this year. Hey. These hits. Then, you know.
These hips don't lie.
That's what's worth of my hits too. But I, sitting on the floor, just wasn't a thing because it would hurt. So I was like, I need to get a desk. And so got a desk. And then it just, you know, over time became my apothecary through all the events unfolding of me getting COVID and that rebirthing my earth witch. And I was like, well, it's time to, you know, get the herbs. Mm-hmm. But that's when it started, is when I got that desk. And it just kind of, it's beautifully come together. It's just like incredible. It's like literally my favorite place in the entire existence. It's safe. There's the energy. It's thick. I have this seeing eye macrame above the door on the outside. And I was on the phone one day and I was like, how in the hell? They're hanging on like the macrame, the top part, mm-hmm. on top of like a nail on each side. So one side, like on one side of the eye, uh-huh. each side. And the one on the right was off and it was hanging. It's not like it was, you know, and I'm like, I'm really moving some energy in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah. I saw my first spirit in there a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's just, I've had Reiki done on myself in there. The second one that Amber did on me, and it was powerful.
It's like you're creating.
It's my vortex.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your space. It's my space.
Girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Ton of stones and probably like 50 to 60 jars, different sizes of herbs and flowers.
Start setting it up.
I got a Reiki table in there. Got a bunch of flowers that are dry that are hanging in there. Roses. Oh, girl, all kinds of things.
It's a whole herb. Animals.
It's my cloud lamp.
Oh, your cloud lamp. I like those pictures.
Thanks, girl.
Those are pretty.
Yeah. I got a lot of really cool pictures.
Y'all should do that again. That's really cool.
And it was, yeah, really good.
That's a whole neat idea. So you were actually asked to be a speaker for a women's, is it a journal?
It's OK Women's Journal. Okay. It's Oklahoma's first and only women's journal run by women. Kylie is the owner of it. And I met her one random night. I went to the Rose Room and saw a guy that I used to hang out with before I got sober. And he was like, I want to introduce you to someone. And she was working there at the time. And she was like, would you like to come be a guest speaker at our pop-up event we're having? And I was like, it would be an honor.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. And so I did. I did. And it was incredible. It was incredible to be in that energy space and just seeing all these women just share the space. Women that I didn't know.
Empowering each other.
Normally, I'm running, like, in groups of women that I do know. And so we all know each other through different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't. I knew, like, my friend that went with me. That's it. I didn't know anybody else. So it was like me sitting in a new energetics of all these women and just watching it, mm-hmm. just watching them all connect and support. And, you know, Julius Jones, his mom was there.
Oh my gosh.
And I made her the most beautiful inner goddess manifestation jar.
It is beautiful.
And I put so much intention into that jar and so much love and protection and, you know, all of those things. And so that was dope.
That's really... It's giving a piece of your energy. It's giving that good stuff to someone. She needed that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that was a divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I also love to, I also spread, like, my friends' energies. Like, so Mallory, she will, you know, dry roses for me. I got flowers. Come pick them up. Hey, can I come pick up those flowers? And so I get flowers from Mal and from Jem, the owner of P. Alice, and I put their love and their energetics into these jars, and they go out to the people too. So it's like ever spreading.
Just like seeding.
Yeah.
It's just spreading.
Yeah, girl.
I love that. I love that for you. Mm-hmm. Sober in OKC. Let's talk about May.
Brie is incredible. She just had her first child in November. She's just this great new mom. And it's interesting too, because now the school that I'm at, like, with work with the kids, she went to that school. I didn't know that at the time that we were connecting, like, in the beginning. And yeah, we got linked up and I was like, hey, do you want to co-host an event together? Like, do you want to link up and a collab? She's like, yeah, sure. So I actually took them, like, their crew, and then my friends, like, we all made one big group, mm-hmm. and I took them on a guided hike through the Wichitas to the 40-foot hole, saw some waterfalls, and climbed on some rocks, and enjoyed our time. Took some really cool pictures. I got my picture on the rock from my crop top that says titties out.
Yes, I love that.
Which came from Dez at Dragon Yoga, because she'd always be like, titties out, and everybody's posture would straighten up, chest out. Titties out, chin up, chest out. Remember who the fuck you are.
I like that. You made my titties go out.
Sure.
That's okay.
I have that effect.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So how was that hike? Because I know that you said, like, when you're in nature is when you feel the most alive because you're with your mama.
It was dope. It was dope. I mean, it's... I have to remember, like, when I'm out in nature, if I'm with other people, that I'm with other people.
Yeah.
Because I'll just go and be lost in La La Land because I'm totally in tune with Mother Nature.
It's that fairy energy, girl.
It's the best. But it was great. It was great. You know, I took some decks of cards out there. I opened it up with a spiritual mind practice, which is prayer and just calling in for protection. It was my first time, like, praying in front of a group of people that didn't know me. So yeah. That was cool.
It's like with you telling me this, I just feel more and more you stepping into your power.
Mm-hmm.
The more I get to hear you talk about it, I feel titties out. Yay. I feel my chest out.
Yes, ma'am.
Your story is that for me. It makes me feel good. So
thank you.
Yeah, I
received that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you sharing your story. So in June you were a guest speaker again. So these things are just keep coming and they just keep presenting themselves to you. Mm-hmm. You receive.
Mm-hmm.
So you were a guest speaker, and who were you a guest speaker for?
I'm trying to think.
Was it with Ashley St. Clair?
Oh, yes. It was one of, she had an event. She had a women's event at her space. And, she asked me if I would come and be, you know, one of the guests there. And I took a bunch of sage out there. And I think there was a group of like 10 or 12 women.
You did the bundles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Taught them about cleansing. And they wrapped their own bundles. And Dr. Nicole was there. And then Brandy was there. And we all just had empowerment and hung out and did some stretching and some yoga and played with earth, you know, and hung out for a little bit. That was dope.
Yeah. When I experienced ayahuasca, that was one thing that I remembered, like, was the message to me. I had my hands in the dirt and I was laying on my mat, stuck, obviously, just thinking. And I remember just touching the dirt. I was just feeling the dirt and I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I enjoy to do. Mm-hmm. This is what I remember. This is what I love. And that was like coming back to me. I love Mother Earth.
Mm, girl, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's nice. So you got to make these sage bundles with people and then you're connecting. What I'm witnessing as we're going through this is the ever-connecting web that's being created.
Girl.
From the beginning.
Don't even get me started. Because I literally tell people, when I started, they were women's circles. And now they shifted to women's ceremonies. Mm. And now they're shifting to sister ceremonies.
Yes.
And it used to be the circle, but you think about it, the more people that add to a circle, the bigger the circle gets, the further away from the person you get from in front of you. When we're in this web, we are all fucking interwoven. We are all interwoven. We are all connected and our energies are all connecting and flowing within each other and through in and through to a web. It's never ending. And you're
just
never
like
far.
Your jars. Again, you're creating more webs. It's like the spidey sense of.
See, what am I? I'm a spider. I'm all these things.
You're everything.
Girl, I am one.
I'm everything. I am nothing. I am the all.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. Well, so you left the law firm in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you started working at Mickey Mantle's.
Yeah. So in May is when I signed up for Radical Recovery of Self through New Thought Global and Society. With Hillary. Hillary is Sepulveda Brown. She is a muse. She is a coach, a guide, a teacher, a very dear friend of mine, a soul sister. She's absolutely incredible. This woman, her kids were homeschooled, but they were homeschooled on boats. She's from the jungle. She is in Panama. She's absolutely amazing. And she created the Radical Recovery of Self program, which is based on the 7 steps. A couple of them being taking radical accountability and responsibility for your actions that got you to here. Mm-hmm. Having radical inspired action, radical commitment, radical self-love, radical self-forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me because I'm not AA based in my recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But these 7 steps are 7 steps to take yourself through a process of getting down to the soul level of why something triggers you, why you want to numb something, why something bothers you, which is all factors of what lead us to partake in substances because we want to numb and forget and not do.
Right.
So I knew going into Radical Recovery of Self that it was going to be healing above all for me. That's the main reason I went into it. The certification was the icing on the cake for me.
Got it.
So within doing that, I started to, I'd be working and I'd be on Zoom calls with other women. So I would be in these Zoom meetings in classes while I was, you know, working, had my headphones in and not being like being present, but not being able to be in and be present and involved in the teachings and talking about things and processing through things and learning how to process through things. And just by being on those calls, I started to really recognize like my worth and my value and my truth.
Yeah.
And my throat chakra was getting louder and louder and louder and louder inside myself. And I was just like, fuck this. I remember there was one day my boss did some shady shit. I can't even tell you what it was because I haven't released a lot of it.
Right.
I know it was icky. The place was icky. And Hillary was like, does anybody want to process this morning? And I was all, me. She was like, all right. So I got my headphones. I got my key card. And I went down to my car. And I got in my car and I had a full blown processing with my whole class in my car in the parking lot.
about what did I want to say to my boss? Like, what do I want to tell him? What do I want to heal from it? What do I want to do? And I processed through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I went back up there and I was like, yeah, it's time for me to quit. I know my value and I know my worth, and it is not this place. These places do not, these people do not pour into me. They do not appreciate me. My boss called me into his office one day and was like, hey, could you come in here? I was working a lot of overtime because I was helping the department get back to where it needed to be. And I was fine with it because I was making good money.
Right.
And he was like, so we are going to move you from salary to hourly. And I gave you a 24-cent raise. That's also when it clicked, because I was like, nah, this isn't right. This isn't right. Because I was still in that hustle mentality. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also starting to recognize my value. And so after I had that processing with the class on my phone, I hung out with my girl Allie a couple days later, and we went to do yoga. And she was like, why don't you come to Mickey's? Why don't you come to Mickey Mantle's? And it was the scarcity mindset and the fear and the grip and the control over, I need 40 hours a week. I need this money. It's consistent money. It's consistent money.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I was, after talking to her like the next day, I actually walked into work, and I had been downstairs talking to one of my friends at work. I was down there for just a couple of minutes. And then I went back upstairs into my office to keep doing my thing, because I had to take mail downstairs to distribute. And my boss was like, so someone said you've been downstairs talking to Tina. And I was like,
here we go.
I'm not fucking doing this. You know what I mean? Like, how it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. You're coming at me with this bullshit when I was downstairs taking mail to people and I stopped to talk to my friend for a couple minutes when you know I work my ass off.
Like, all the time?
Nah. So I I texted Allie and was like, hey, I think when can I apply at Mickey's? And she was like, come on tonight. So I did. And I interviewed with the general manager and I got the job and turned in my resignation the very next day. Put in 2 weeks. And then my give a damn was busted, right?
Right.
And also knowing the power of my voice and my truth and speaking my truth and not caring what anyone's going to say to me about me or for me. Mm-hmm. In reaction to me speaking my truth about that place, being the boss. So the day after I put in my resignation, you know, I was downstairs like talking to Tina, you know, and talking to a couple other people, not bashing, because I live in good integrity. I live in light and love with good intentions.
My character.
Pureness, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But you know as well as I know, when you start speaking your truth, those that get triggered will buck up because it's their mm-hmm. own flags. And so he called me into his office and had another person there as a witness. He was like, can you meet me and Pam in my office in 15 minutes? And I was like, yeah. I called Mallory and I was like, it's about to happen. They're about to let me go. I'm armoring up and I'm fucking ready. She was like, go. Suit up, baby, go. And so I went into his office and... So, I hear you're, saying negative things about, you know, the office. And I was like, no, no. And, you know, long story short, he was basically just like, well, we're going to consider this your immediate resignation. And I looked at him and I said, I know. And he was like, well, there's boxes. I said, I know. And I got up and I grabbed some boxes and Pam came to my office and I started packing up my stuff and it was so fucking liberating. I've never been so excited to be let go.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to finish out the 2 weeks in a place that was completely out of alignment with me. Mm-hmm. I was there for 3 years and I'm so grateful for the job because when I got the job there, I was about a year and a half sober. So it gave me consistency. It gave me benefits. It gave me consistency and benefits.
It gave you the direction for you to
stability.
Yeah.
You know, and it also provided me a place to really show me my growth. During COVID, I went in every single day, you know, and worked. And so I do have gratitude for the place, but then I saw the ickiness of the new person they brought in and all the things. And so I started speaking, you know, my truth and he didn't like it. And so it just became a thing. And so when I went to pack up my office, you know, Pam was in there with me and I was just crying. I was just crying, just releasing it, like starting to a little bit. Girl, I got downstairs, packed up my car, released those tears, did a jump of joy, took a picture, got in my car, pulled off, and I cried so hard. So hard. And I started training at Mickey's a week early. Took a couple days and started at Mickey's.
Yeah.
And once I started at Mickey's, then I was able to be at home during the day on my classes, engaging, processing, breakthroughs, shift throughs, growth, expansion, creativity, all of it.
You're clearing all those excess tabs for yeah. what you want to create.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So in July, you head over to Rock Health mm-hmm. and tell me about that.
Yeah, it was interesting because I left the law firm the end of June, started training at Mickey's, and then like I was on the floor. I went through 2 weeks of training there, and then I was on the floor for like a week, and then I got COVID. But at the same time, like the day before I tested, I went to Raquel's from Hattie's Holistic.
Yes.
And she started teaching me about things, about herbs, and just teaching and guiding. And we were discussing things because I was going to be doing an interactive art exhibit at Pialis. And she was like, pick 4 immune-boosting herbs that you want to focus on and like know those in and out. I was like, bet. So I picked them. And then the next day I woke up feeling icky.
Mm.
And I was like, I should probably take a COVID test. You know, I'm not one of those because I worked in the urgent care handling pins and debit cards and papers and blah, blah, blahs. And I was like, I'm not one of those to jump on tests like that.
Right.
But I was like, I probably should take a test. And that's when I had a couple conversations with myself. Self, because, you know, I left sick time, vacation time, benefits to serving. And so I was like, if you do test positive, you're going to be okay. Financially, you know, lots of old money stories, money traumas, money beliefs, money matrix, fucking dogmatic conformities, all of it to, you know, you're going to be okay. Starting to train my mind that way. And then I was like, and if you do test positive, now's the time to start fucking with herbs.
Uh-huh.
And I tested positive.
Yeah. So you were like, I'm diving in.
I did. Had my boy go, I called Nature's Treasures and was like, this is what's going on. I need some herbs. And Krishna over at Nature's Treasures, she helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy Murphy drove from Moore to there and then dropped him off at my house. And I started making teas. I ordered like 3 or 4 books off of Amazon about herbs. Started watching YouTubes and placed like a $350 order of herbs that day. And that's what birthed my apothecary. Yeah. COVID was a very spiritual thing for me.
I think that that's a collective thing. COVID for me was like that whole era of COVID. I grew so mm-hmm. much in that time because that normal hustle bustle lifestyle was mm-hmm. put on a halt.
Absolutely.
And so it was like, oh, I have time to do things that. What do I even like to do?
Boom. Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it just starts happening. And it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is it. This is what I like to
do. Yes, girl.
This is what I love.
Mm-hmm. So slow down.
Yeah. Take several seats.
I love it. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, girl.
Sit down for a moment and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that. And you did exactly that. You spent that time that you were diagnosed with COVID to pursue
mm-hmm.
what you knew you wanted to.
Yeah.
And look what it's grown into.
Girl.
And mm-hmm. it just keeps growing and
it's expanding
growing.
Massively.
Yes. So I met you in September at your goddess party. So we had communicated through the interwebs, mm-hmm. another web. Come on, let's
right.
Okay, universe. Webs are a big thing here. So through the interwebs, we met, and then I went to your goddess party. Mm-hmm. And I had spent so much of my life growing up not knowing women empowerment, mm-hmm. not knowing how to sit in a room full of powerful women and right. not feel intimidated, but to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you, thank you for inviting me to that party, because I sat in a room full of a lot of powerful women and I felt empowered.
I received that. Thank you so much. Yeah. You're very welcome. It was a moment. I was driving. So I still worked at the law firm. I was driving to work one morning and Kesha, woman, I'm a motherfucking woman.
Hey.
Girl, that's like songs on multiple of my playlists.
That's one of my powerhouse.
I remember when Amber and I started like doing things together, Amber Edie, and I told her, I was like, I'm going to walk across the stage one day to the song. Mm. It's going to happen. And then one morning I was driving to the law firm and that song randomly came on. And I had been doing, you know, my meditations and visions and stuff started happening. And I was driving to work and it dropped in. And I was in a hat. My right ear is ringing right now. I was in a hat and a pantsuit. Mm. And I was like snatched. And I was on stage. There were balloons around me. That song was on and I was celebrating my life. And celebrating my accomplishments and just celebrating me. And then I was like, holy shit, it's my birthday. It's because it was around that time. It was around the 2/22/22 portal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was around, they kept talking about 6 and then 6 months and 6 months around that time, like that March was my birthday. So I was like, oh, it's my birthday. So then I found Megan CT. On TikTok, ordered my hat. First time I ever invested in myself like that.
Yeah.
And didn't have guilt. And everything started coming together. And so I created the event on Facebook. I sent the invites to like my people. And then I heard Spirit say to me, like, those that you are pulled to in energetics of any sort, send them an invite. And so I did. And you showed up, Carrie showed up, and now I'm, you know, doing work with Carrie and subscription boxes that we're doing, and she's my amazing stone provider and vendor. Yeah. She's magical. She just did an incredible cord cutting on me the other day. Like, she's magical.
Women empowering women, empowering women, empowering women.
Always. Period.
Always.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. My birthday was dope. It was a shout out to Jennifer Salyer, who is, you know, her and her husband own Pialis. It's a very magical place.
Oh, it's beautiful. And the energy in that. Wow.
I couldn't have asked and hoped for a more incredible birthday. My sister came in town for my birthday. Did you know which one my sister was?
Well, you took pictures. With your sister. I didn't know until, you talked about her outfit because she did an outfit change and you took this picture with your mom and your grandmother. Grandma. So it was all the generations.
Yeah. She had those white pants on and that sparkly top. Yes. The little bit girl.
Killing it.
She's divine. She's divine. So that was a good thing. You know, she and I had a really good conversation, but after the party, I was just like, I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to feel because I have not really talked to anybody about this either, you know, so vulnerable, raw moment. Yeah. I didn't know how to feel because a shit ton of people RSVP'd and not a lot of them showed up. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm still to this day very, very grateful for those that were at my party and shared the space and the time with me because it was purely magical.
Mm-hmm.
My ego side, which we all have, got triggered and got hurt. And it was really good. I'm glad it happened because it brought awareness to me of where I needed to let go and where I needed to cut cords within myself for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like hosting events, you know, subscription boxes, people that want services. And then you reach out and text, they don't respond. You know what I mean? It's just a part of it. And I have all of that awareness now. So after my party, that was with me, and it was a lot of energy, right? And I was coming down. And it was just, it was a lot. And then I sat on it, for like the, you know, days and weeks after, and was just like, man, I'm so loved.
Yeah.
I'm so loved and I'm supported, so supported. And then I roam with the baddest in the 405.
Yes.
Everyone looked so fly.
Mm-hmm.
So fly.
Yeah. Everyone felt like they were embodying the feminism.
I was like, dudes, y'all are welcome. You're going to have some good sex tonight.
Yeah. You're welcome for it, too. That all this goddess energy.
Y'all welcome.
In one room.
Now go make goddess babies. Okay, thanks.
Please. We love the babies.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do that, whatever.
Yeah, man. Want. That was divine. That was a really, really, really good night. Really good time. I got my certification for radical recovery that Friday. So the day before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. That was dope. And
so it was just a huge fucking celebration.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel it.
Unwrapping like all my gifts, because I took every, I like unwrapped gifts later on that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put everything out on my kitchen table. And I was like, this is probably like the coolest like time of like me seeing gifts, you know, because over the years of my life, I was an addict. So gifts and the desire for things that I wanted and what I wanted, mm-hmm. I said in air quotes, because wanted, but right. It's changed so much. And there was so much, like there were stones and all these colors and earrings and crystals and baskets and necklaces and soap and kitchen stuff and baths. I mean, all the things.
Yeah.
Books, purses. I mean, all the things. You know what I mean? Did you leave me that book?
I did. I left you the purse with the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, and that purse, that, yeah.
Yeah, little fanny.
It was such a, it was just so good. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. I had a great time.
Now I'm like, what am I doing for my 40th? I'm like,
oh, I can't wait. I know it's, if it's going to be amazing.
I wanted to be somewhere, not here.
Not here.
I want to go out of the country.
You're going to have an amazing
time. So to Bali.
Bali!
Bali birthday.
It's the baby. It's the Bali birthday.
Bad bitch Bali birthday.
That's 30, right?
There you go.
Right.
That's four.
That's four? That's four.
Stop
and
it.
Four. Stop. Uh-huh.
Bad bitch Bali birthday. That's what it's got to be.
It's got to be that then.
It is.
And so it is. And it's four and a zero. Five. Yeah. You spoke that into existence. Going into more webs. This is going into more webs.
I love it. You can't make this shit up, y'all.
You cannot make webs up. They're everywhere. So, October is fast approaching after your party, and you do a moon ceremony, and Cindy Green was there.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cindy, and she's sweet.
She's the best.
You also received your level one Reiki?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What's that mean? Is that something that you're going to continue?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It opened up a whole new gate within me.
More energy portals.
Yeah. Because it opened up to me stepping into truly believing energies don't lie. And energy is a thing. Energy is all the things. And seeing my visuals and feeling the things when Amber attuned me. And yeah. Reiki is a staple. I'm recognizing and learning how powerful I truly am in my energetics. I did a psilocybin healing journey. I think it was around like October, end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt all the power in me that night. And I woke up the next morning a whole ass new person. And stepped into my power. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting too, that morning of the day we did the journey, I fully embraced my masculine side and how much I love my masculine side and how sexy. I feel more sexy in my masculine than I do my feminine.
I resonate with that though.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I fully embraced that and spoke it out. And then that night I did that healing journey. And then
fully stepped into my power. I felt it. I felt it. It came up and went into my right arm and into my palm when I was doing energy work on my friend.
And you could see it.
I could see it. I could feel it. It was like my hand. It was so powerful. My fingers were like this. They were like crunched.
Say how it looks again. You said you had made an expression earlier about how it looks like outer space. Like when the gas starts turning, I feel that. Yeah. Like I can, in my mind's eye, see exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. This is something that's newly developed as of like last week. Because the more I continue, because I've got Reiki clients now, the more I do Reiki, the more I'm like totally stepping into and opening up the channels for everything to truly, because I'm open to receive and I'm opening up my crown chakra and fully tapping into my highest consciousness, my highest goddess, my God consciousness. And today I just recognized that I was doing energy work on a client and she was sitting like away because she was doing her body movement and I was just sitting there and I could feel there was right in my left hand, which left is the feminine emotions. And then I had blue on my right hand, which is masculine. And you know, green is heart chakra and blue is the throat chakra. And she was focused on her throat chakra and she was holding her blue kyanite over her heart chakra. You know what I mean? And so I saw the green and I saw the blue and it was incredible. Cause it's like when you see the gases, and I got to look this up. I got to figure out what it's called because it's like when you see the gases in space that are just spinning like a disc, that's what it looks like coming out of my hands. And I also see a lot of rainbow prisms and I learned that rainbow Reiki is a thing.
Yeah. That's whenever I was telling you earlier when we were talking about like soul retrieval, I was doing a Reiki session here at Walker Wellness and it was Ramona was doing it on me. Mm-hmm. And that's, I seen that rainbow prism and it was in the divine feminine shape and it was calling, I was coming back home.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's beautiful.
I see them all the time. I've got sun catchers hanging throughout my apothecary. So there's always rainbows dancing in my apothecary. Yeah, I see them all the time.
You just bring that good energy.
Girl, I do. I do.
It just comes. Yeah, like, man. It just comes. Like you just go like this, shake your hips, and it's just like, hello, I'm right here.
Yeah, man.
And that's in your space. That's in your space. Mm-hmm. That's the space you created.
Absolutely. My favorite space. Mm-hmm.
So you're doing moon boxes. That started in October. Doing moon boxes. You did your full surrender in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did a cord cutting.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting because at the time I was like, well, I wanted to cord cut from past self of bodybuilding self.
Okay.
Trauma around food and eating and not nourishing my body. And so I did a cord cutting, you know, a couple of days before the blood October moon, which is also an eclipse. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I had also recently started working with the teens at the school.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later decided I was going to be moving to California in January, which would have been this month.
Yeah.
And so then the blood eclipse moon, you know, it was a full moon in Taurus, comes around and I woke up that morning, cleansed my space, you know, set my intentions, pulled some cards. I pulled three cards. The first one I pulled or flipped over was a full moon in Taurus.
So, hello.
And it said your dreams need to be practical.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, spirit heard. So then I processed through all of it. Yeah, I processed through all of it and was just like, you know, the message that I heard was God saying, do you trust me? Like, do you fully trust me? You talk about how much you trust me and how much I guide you and protect you, but you always go off the beaten path and I pull you back in. Do you trust me? And I was like, yeah, I do. So now I know I need to go into this
with my intention of full surrender. And that's when surrender found me. And my word for this year is surrender, because surrender found me and I'm fully fucking surrendering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spirit lead me.
Girl.
Mm. Do it. So, November, you're realizing that you want to work in the service industry, but it's not really Mickey Mantle's.
Yeah, I love serving tables. Yeah. I love the connection. I can't tell you how many amazing connections I've made at that restaurant, to women who are now customers of mine, who go to ceremonies of mine. I just made the most dope Yule home Yule home protection ornaments.
Yes, I witnessed those.
I made some new ones. Man. And these like iridescent hearts. And these three of them are going to like a guy that used to work there, you know, his mom. I served him, his dad and his mom, when I was talking to her. And she was like, oh my gosh, we need to get some of these for the kids. They're anti-anxiety ornaments. I met a guy, one of my last nights there, a guy that was at the table. I was at back at the register, the computers. He walked up and he was like, hey, Lindsay, I'm sober too. And I was like, you are? He's like, yeah, I'm like a couple months sober. And I was like, I am so fucking proud of you, first of all. I am celebrating you today and every other day. Mm. This is incredible. And he started asking me, like, do you go to AA and do you do this? And I was like, Radical Recovery and all these things. And I said, you know what? I'm actually going to be going to some AA meetings in support of a couple of my buddies. I said, actually, one of them's here. Would you mind if I introduced you guys? He was like, no. So I went and found Grant, who he works with the boys at the school. I got him there. I said, can I introduce you to someone? So I took them over and they like totally started talking and they exchanged phone numbers. And aww. I heard him say, you know, I really need some sober friends. And so I'm like, man, that's what I'm going to miss, but it's going to find me everywhere. But so that's what I say. Like, I want to be in the service industry, but not that type of service industry. It's just a whole different world. You know what I mean? It's just toxic and out of alignment with who I am, you know, people degrading other people and not respecting other people and just ick. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm very grateful for Mantle's because I got out of a law firm, right? And went to Mantle's, and it provided me the income that I needed to still continue while I was being able to be at home on my classes to have my breakthroughs and my shift throughs.
Absolutely. So you had your shift through. Mm-hmm. So November was pretty intense. You had your first Black Friday sale. How does that look?
You know, it was it looks because I always go into things with, I'm not going to say high expectations because I don't have expectations. That's something that I really worked on releasing last year, is any person, place, or thing outside of myself, I do not have expectations upon. But anytime I go into doing something, I am very intentional and I just set my eye on speaking it into existence. You know, that everything was going to sell out and it's going to be this. Everything didn't sell out, but everything is almost gone now. Because it's gone over time, right? But I, you know, outside of the 2 days, I extended it. You know, that's just what I do. You know, I'll hit somebody up, or if somebody's interested in something, you know, I'll offer, hey, I'll still honor this. I'll still honor this. You know, do you want this? And because I still want to get things out there to the people so they can experience and try the things and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I also knew with me doing that Black Friday sale that I was going from having 15 products down to like 3 products now. And it's in bulk order, bigger sizes. I'm not doing smaller jars anymore, bigger sizes. And then like upon request, like manifestation jars, you know, and all these things are very intentional, but they also like come with like Zoom meetings because I want to know the person. Yeah. I want to know what they're going through, what they want from the jar, like what their intentions are, you know, so I can actually like set and put it in it, because it's like an hour long process when I build the jar, you know what I mean? Minimum of an hour. So,
you do each individual for each individual person. Mm-hmm. That's something.
Not one jar is the same that I've ever made.
I love that. Thank you. I love that too. God, you're doing some really good work.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
You put intention, love, energy. You put all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You put all of you into each creation you do. Mm-hmm. And you custom fit it for who ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people do that much intense work into. And I think that's great.
I've also thought about it too, because some people have asked me, like, are you ever going to hire anyone? And I'm like, I mean, maybe for like, so with subscription boxes, which we can talk about in a little bit, the girls that I mentor are going to package them. And so they're going to be learned. They're going to go to Carrie's shop and they're going to be around Carrie and learn about that and learn about stones and like business. And
you're teaching them so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're helping create new entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So more people wanting to spread spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's pretty much, I mean, I don't know. I don't ever want to get to a point where I want to be busy, but I'm not going to have other people making my jars. I'm not going to have other people making my milks. I'm not going to have other people wrapping my bundles. I'm not going to have other people making my bath salts, manifestation jars, any of it.
That's your creation.
Body oils, maybe. Maybe. As long as I know the person and their intentions, but that'd be like maybe my sister, or you know what I mean?
Right.
But
it's someone you trust with your child. This mm-hmm. is your child. This is what you birthed.
Mm-hmm. So I'll have like help with the website and like
yes.
finance stuff and like
so you're building packaging. That. Mm-hmm. Right now you're building your website. You're getting everything.
Yes. Laura Flair, man. She's a sister from New Thought Global and Society as well. She's in Canada. And she is building that website, and it is a pure reflection of me in all the ways.
And it's just something that you two are building together, or you give her the creative ideas, or she just runs with it.
She's asked me some questions about like I have a new logo. My domain is completely switching. My business and brand is now Resilient by Lindsay.
Mm.
I mean, and it's like, it's now about, this is who I am. This is what I bring. And here's the Resilient, where you can get some products that will help you in your journey. Milks, salts, sage bundles, subscription boxes, stuff like that. But
and what's in your subscription boxes? What's
well, they're always a surprise.
Okay.
Each month it's gonna change.
Thank you. Okay.
So we just launched them this month. So they first round will be shipped out between the 5th and the 8th of February.
Okay.
And they're going to be self-love boxes. Mm. So within these boxes, they will change every month. March is obviously going to be abundance and luck.
The luck of the Irish.
Yes, girl. And there will be stones, tumbled, raw, sometimes a tower, maybe a pyramid, jewelry, bracelets.
Yes, those are huge.
I mean, necklaces. You know what I mean?
And those are all being wrapped.
By Carrie. Yeah. And so not only supporting me and my business, you're also supporting her and her business. And both of our intentions and our energy work together. I trust her with my whole life. And everything that we put together is intentional.
Mm.
So they're going to change every month. I'm in communication with a printer. They're printing out labels for my boxes. I figured out the boxes and like the insides. And I'm creating all the things to go in the boxes. And eventually I'm going to have like logoed velvet bags for the boxes. And just, they're going to change every month. They are pure quality,
mm-hmm.
ethically sourced, good stones, real stones. A lot of people give out fake stones.
Mm.
And fake jewelry and stuff. And it's not just things that are just thrown in a box together. I'm bringing the coolest concept with Palo Santo sticks. I'm not going to talk any more about it because I'm not going to give it away. But they're going to be dope. Something that nobody in Oklahoma's heard about. Because every time I bring it up, people are like, what?
You're like, nothing I've got it. Girl, never mind.
You're gonna die. It's gonna be gorgeous.
I can't wait.
So yeah.
How do you order these boxes?
So right now, since my website is being like curated, mm-hmm. people can just hit me up, and I'm just taking the payment, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle. But then next month, once my website is launched, people will be able to go to my website, click on sign up, and the card is recharged every month on the 15th. They cancel at any time. So they can sign up for a 1-3-6 month, cancel anytime.
Okay.
So it'll be website dominantly once that gets done next month.
Okay.
But right now I'm just taking all the stuff.
Okay. And so you can be found on your, what are your social media platforms? Are they your name? Do you have like a screen name or something they use? I don't know. Is that the proper term, screen name?
I think it's your handle.
Handle. Thank you. Girl.
So my Facebook is Lindsay Miller. Okay. My last profile got hacked and Facebook still hasn't taken it down. So it is not the picture of me in a yellow sweater. It is, I don't even know what picture I have up. Oh, it's a picture of me and my friends, me and Mal and Amber and stuff.
Oh yeah. Y'all are looking cute.
Yeah, yes. Girl. So I do have my Facebook. I also have my business Facebook page, which is The Resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see my logo. It's got a couple crescent moons and it'll say The Resilient by Lindsay. My Instagram is Majestic Sobriety,
mm-hmm.
as well as my TikTok is also Majestic Sobriety.
And I just need to just plug in real quick. Please go to this woman's TikTok. She puts out the best content. I love everything you put out.
Girl, so. And it's interesting too, because I'm like, what do I post? Like, and I'm just being me. I'm just authentically being me. And mm-hmm. that's what I'm learning, is how I'm doing my business, right? Because people will say to me, soften your words for your audience. Change your word for your audience. Or don't do this because of this, and don't. And I'm like, but I'm going to continue to pour into me and show up authentically and express myself in a healthy way. And by me doing that constantly for myself, I'm going to continue to overflow into others. And then God and the universe will continue to flow into me and provide to me. That's what I'm basing my business and my world off of. And that's my heart. My intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not money based. I'm not money hungry. Yes, we have to pay the bills and blah, 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 blah.
It's going to happen. It comes.
But this is me and, you know, my highest consciousness and just living purely out of intention and love. My wanting to heal.
My frequency will reach who it's supposed to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to reach you no matter what the fuck I say.
Girl, is that the truth?
If I use a word that people deem. Not, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't watch your mouth. You should not talk like that. That was one of the reasons of building this podcast. I want people to be authentic, be themselves. Don't sugarcoat who you are. Mm-hmm. You're going to reach exactly who you need to
mm-hmm.
by being authentic.
And I, like me, by me being authentic, it triggers closest to me, you know, mm-hmm. Just because it's how I was always, but I was also manic and drunk and on drugs and you know what I mean?
All the things, doing all the things.
So I could see why it'd be triggering, but it's, you know, it's getting better, but it's just, I live my most authentic self and I'm finally meeting my identity and learning my identity. And a part of it was me coming out as a lesbian. And now I'm like, well, you know, this dude over here is making me feel some type of way. And oh, it's because they've got the feminine and the masculine. And oh, I don't love gender. I love energy.
Yeah.
So why am I going to put myself in a box and label myself? I'm not. That label fucking came off. And I just love. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I love you so much.
I love you too, boo.
I really appreciate you coming onto this podcast and doing this with me.
I appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
Totally.
It means a lot. It means a lot connecting with you, watching you grow. Because I'm not kidding. Just from the moments that we have been on Facebook friends, how would it even happen? Because who knows?
I don't either. Mm-mm.
So not
spirit.
100%. But just in this time that I've been able to watch you through that platform, I've seen you grow. I've watched you step into this power, level up. It was like you just like Mario Brothers took the fucking mushroom and you grew. And it was just, it's
total ascension.
It's so beautiful to watch.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you for seeing me, because it's, I get told that, you know what I mean? And I'm living it. So I'm living it.
You're walking the walk that you talk.
So it's like, to hear that is like, thank you. Right? Because I'm in this step every day doing the damn thing. And then to just take a moment to really like ponder and be like when we sat down and you're like, do you recognize how many shifts and changes you've made in just this 1 year? And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I have. And I don't stop to think about those things. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? So I do appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. If you ever need to be reminded, I'm an observer and I see you.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming to Walker Wellness. And
thank you for being a friend.
Hey. Well, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this. If there's anyone that you would like to shout out, I would love for you to be able to use this platform to say and promote anyone, anything.
Man, I don't even. Okay.
There's so many.
My sister, Kate Lucas, Color by Kate on Instagram. She is also the creator of Maintain. She is your main bitch for all hair supply needs. She has a vegan hair supplement line, and we are actually creating her second product right now. And it's a sister thing. I'm totally helping her with it. And she asked me to help her, and I was like, I would be honored. Mm-hmm. Mallory Aveline, she's a badass warrior goddess of ministerial and speaking the truth of God and Yeshua and plant medicine, and helping women heal. Amber Edie, energy worker. She's dope. She's incredible. Zuleika, she's a spiritual entrepreneurship. She's incredible. Kirsten is incredible. Dr. Aaron Hall Faskel is the creator of New Thought Global and Society. Hillary Sepulveda Brown, creator of Radical Recovery of Self. Katie Ramirez, she's in Radical Recovery and New Thought Global, and she's in recovery. Lindsay Caracarte, the Money Matrix founder and dear, dear friend of mine. Her husband, Chris, is a safe man in my life, a big brother I've never had. Be looking on the lookout for them and things that I'm going to be doing with Chris. All the people, Julie Gomez, she is my new trainer at the gym. She's actually hosting a meditation thing this weekend. If you want to come, it's going to be by donation. Kelsey, she is the spin instructor at the gym. She's been absolutely incredible. Oh, all the people, dude. All the people. Brittany Bonetta, one of my very best friends. She's my cancer. She's my love. I love her so much. Her mother, Deborah Bonetta, she's Mama D. She purchased my first jars for me to make my first round of manifestation jars. They have poured into me and even given me food when I was not able to afford food myself. Jennifer, owner of Pialis, very dear friend, Natasha. I mean, I could literally fucking go on forever.
You go with some of the best.
And shout out to my Mimi. Shout out to my Mimi, the woman who birthed my mama, who birthed me. She is my everything. She is my rock. She is the all-American goddess of all things. So a shout out to my Mimi, because she is pure perfection.
Mm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for loving and sharing your love. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you sitting here with me and Lindsay while we just kind of deep dived in some beautiful magic that she's creating. Guys, be on the lookout for Lindsay. She is coming in guns a-blazing.
Can I talk about one more thing real
quick? Please. Please.
I want to plant a little seed.
Plant it.
We have a new healing space that's coming to the 405. we've been cultivating it. It has been cultivating in the masses and the collective and the committee of us. The five of us have been patiently waiting for this to just happen, and it is energetically aligned and come together. And it's just going to be the most badass space for so many things and modalities of healing and workshops and events and educational spots and for the youth, for men, for women, safe space. Mm. I mean, it's going to be dope. So I'm not going to give any more information about it. Be on the lookout. We're like a couple months from now. We're hoping to open the doors and we are looking for some vendors. So if, you know, there's anyone who is an energy worker, a light worker, works with herbs, magic, is an artist, a musician. I mean, if you have a gift that you want to share, please reach out to myself. And let's get you in the application and see what we can do. Cause we need about 10 more vendors and to fill the space. And it's going to be pure magic. Pure magic.
Thank you so much. So, guys, reach out. If you have your modality, you have something you want to offer to the collective, don't hide anymore. It's time to come out. It's time to be present. It's time to be alive. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Bye.